Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched Astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and I'm going to be talking about the planets this week. And we have yet another big week according to the stars. And that's because we have an intense solar eclipse in Leo that's happening this week. It will be the final eclipse for 2018. And we have been in eclipse season through July and now in August. And July and August are the biggest months of the year, not just because of the eclipses, but everything else going on with that Mars retrograde and, of course, Mercury retrograde. And then we're going to have Uranus turning retrograde this week as well. And we also have love planet Venus moving into Libra. So that's good news. That sort of like calms things down, most definitely. Because Venus very much likes to be coupled with Libra and also Taurus. Because, you know, I say each week the planets have their favorite signs and their least favorite signs. And one of Venus's favorite signs is Libra. So this third solar eclipse of 2018, third and final solar eclipse, that's happening on August 11th, which is Saturday, and that will be happening at nearly 19 degrees of Leo. So if you are a fixed sign, this is big news for you, and that's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, or if you have planets in any fixed signs, pay attention to this solar eclipse. Now, Leo is all about, the solar eclipse will, in Leo will be all about calling many of us to fulfill our heart's desires. And it's all about individuality. It's all about the spotlight. It's all about, you know, what makes us who we are, how we are unique to each other. And to celebrate that, because we are all very special. Now, I did talk about the last eclipse, and that was a lunar eclipse in Aquarius on July 27th, and then the solar eclipse before that was July 12th. So typically eclipses come in twos, sometimes threes, like the current eclipses that we are in. So this is really big news this week. It's all about new beginnings because a solar eclipse is basically a supercharged new moon. So this week, as I said, we've got love planet Venus moving into Libra. So this is all about socializing and being with other people, having good manners and being charming and basically irresistible. Now, that goes really well with the Leo solar eclipse. It's all about being charming and irresistible. So be sure to get out there and socialize and make sure that you attend all parties and events because you never know what might come about from that opportunity. So I also mentioned that unpredictable Uranus is turning retrograde this week in Taurus. Now, these two energies don't really sort of go well together because, as I said, Uranus is the planet of unpredictability. Taurus is the sign of stability. And Uranus moved into Taurus on May 15th, and it will stay in Taurus all the way through April 2026. But here's the thing, Uranus, even though it is in Taurus, which does bring some level of stability, Uranus, because it's an outer planet, is quite powerful. So it will not slow it down, and it will not be halted really for anybody. That's how Uranus goes. But because Uranus is in Taurus, it will shake up our ideas of money, property, values. So over the next 7 years, while Uranus is in Taurus, many of us will be going through this transition of what we value and what is important to us. And it will be around materialism, things we own, things we have. So there'll be a lot of transformation while Uranus is in Taurus. And this week, while it's turning retrograde, it will continue its retrograde or backward motion back into Aries. Excuse me, back into Aries. So if you were born at the very end of Aries, there could be some unexpected events coming your way. Or if you were actually born in early Taurus, if you're born in April and you're a Taurian, this Uranus retrograde and even just in the early stages of Taurus will be shaking things up for you for the next year. Now, onto the solar eclipse. I want to talk about that because that's a big event in the astrological world. The eclipses, and of course the change of season mark really big milestones for astrologers. So we are having the final eclipse of 2018, and it's happening on Saturday at 2:58 a.m. Pacific time and 5:58 a.m. Eastern time. So this is the third solar eclipse of 2018. It's happening on August 11th, and the sun and the moon will be together at nearly 19 degrees of Leo. So from our perspective here on Earth, the sun and moon line up together in the sign of Leo, whereas previously 2 weeks ago, we had a lunar eclipse, and that's basically the sun and moon are opposite each other from our perspective here on Earth. But with a solar eclipse, or in other words, a supercharged new moon, the sun and moon line up and are next to each other in Leo. So with the solar eclipse in Leo, the sun and moon coming together in Leo to form a new moon, it's all about new beginnings. So new moons are about new beginnings. Solar eclipses are about really big new beginnings. So if you have any planets around 19 degrees of Leo, if you have any planets around 90 degrees of any sign, this will be affecting you more so. And with regards to the solar eclipse being in Leo, this is about fulfilling our heart's desires. And it's like fully expressing who we are as individuals and getting the attention and the recognition that we deserve. So it's a time to, you know, if you've been putting the work in and you haven't been getting any attention or recognition, now is the time to make a change with that. So it's a time to really celebrate what makes us unique and special. And with the eclipse, eclipses always create a sense of urgency. So it's like things will be a lot more dramatic, a lot more urgent. It's like we've got to make this change. It's like now we're in a hurry to do it. And because Leo is a fixed sign, fixed signs are very good at seeing things through to the very end. You know, they don't give up easily. They don't throw in the towel. It's like because Leo is a fixed sign, this solar eclipse is falling in Leo. It's very much about this is a time to make long-term changes, long-term plans, where we can see things through, you know, on a long-term basis. So the focus of this particular solar eclipse on Saturday is going to be on the self. So, you know, the previous solar eclipse we had in Aquarius was in February. I'm not talking about the solar eclipse we had in July because that was in Cancer. That's a different cycle. So the eclipses of the past couple of years have been in Leo and Aquarius, and so that continues the cycle of these two signs around eclipses. So if you're a Leo or an Aquarian, you've been going through big changes for the past couple of years. And so this solar eclipse this week is all about us as individuals, whereas the solar eclipse in February of this year, the focus was on everyone else and how we function as a group and not just as an individual. But this solar eclipse is even more intense, if that's even possible, because it's forming a conjunction to Mercury retrograde. So if you know anything about Mercury retrograde, and I think many of you will, because that's all I've sort of been talking about these past few weeks is Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde, you know, typically frustrates communication, and it causes people to miscommunicate or misunderstand or not being able to get their point across. So with Mercury retrograde conjunct this solar eclipse, people will be taking miscommunication personally, as if being misunderstood or not believed is a rejection of who they are. So with these two energies coming together this week, it's about communication tied into people's own ego. So, you know, just Mercury retrograde alone wreaks havoc, let alone when it's hooking into a really intense solar eclipse. So it's important to be very careful when communicating ideas or even, you know, talking to someone, that they really understand what you are saying and also vice versa. But, you know, Leo is a very creative sign. So with this solar eclipse, it's also about new creative projects being born, new creativity coming to the surface. It's very much about, you know, starting new, anything in the creative realm, starting anew, and especially if it's something that you've done from the past because of this Mercury retrograde. Because Mercury retrograde, or really any planet that's retrograde, represents the past. So, you know, the planets in their orbit around the sun are all about cycles. So when the planet turns retrograde, it's all about redoing something from the past. So if you put that Mercury retrograde, which is communication from the past, coming together with new beginnings and really big new beginnings, and this Mercury retrograde is also in Leo, obviously because it's a conjunction, but it's like, so here's the energy of something that you might have done in the past, you might want to revisit. And if you're looking for a new beginning or, you know, a transformation or a change in life, look to the past as something that's been done previously and sort of incorporated into the now and moving forward into the future. So, you know, further adding to the energy of this Mercury retrograde with the eclipse is a wide, it's a square, there's going to be a square to Jupiter in Scorpio. So this is getting a bit more complex. So anytime there's other planets involved with an eclipse, it just adds to the complexity, you know. So we've got this conjunction from a Mercury retrograde to this solar eclipse, and now we've got a square to Jupiter in Scorpio. So Jupiter expands Scorpio. So Scorpio is a sign of intimacy, secrets, taboos, scandals. And so it's like things can't be hidden anymore when Scorpio comes together with Jupiter, and then you put that together with the solar eclipse and the Mercury retrograde, it's like there's going to be tension going on, because the square from the solar eclipse to Jupiter in Scorpio is about tension and things really being extremely dramatic, because, you know, we've got the involvement of Leo. Leo is the sign of drama. And so there's going to be some tension there around, you know, Leo wants to look its best. You know, and Leo is also the sign of royalty, of kings and emperors, and of course, queens and empresses. So it's like, this could be a time of, you know, some people might be realizing that they're wearing no clothes. You know, the emperor wears no clothes at this time. So it's a time of like making things bigger than what they might necessarily need to be. And just be aware of the drama, because things might be exposed with the square to Jupiter in Scorpio. So be very careful about, it's like throwing fuel on the fire with this solar eclipse, the Mercury retrograde, and then, of course, Jupiter in Scorpio. And just to add to it, there's a yod. This is getting really, really complex, and so I'm trying to sort of give it to you in small little pieces. So a yod is an unusual configuration in astrology, and it involves three or more planets, and it makes this solar eclipse all the more important. And on that note, we're going to take a break, so stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and I'm talking about the intense planets this week. And the big news, the big headline of the week, the month, the year is this final solar eclipse that's happening this week in Leo. And Of course, it involves other planets. The other planets are Mercury retrograde, and the dreaded Mercury retrograde, I should say. And then we've got Jupiter in Scorpio, which is forming a square to the solar eclipse and, of course, to the Mercury retrograde. So any time that Mercury and Jupiter form a challenging aspect like a square, it's all about be careful not to exaggerate, really is the big message with Mercury and Jupiter forming a challenging square. And so, as I was saying just before the break, not only is there a conjunction to the solar eclipse from Mercury retrograde and a square from Jupiter and Scorpio, there's something rather unique, and that is the yod. So the solar eclipse is forming a yod, also known as a finger of God, with this solar eclipse. And it involves Neptune in Pisces and Pluto in Capricorn. And it focuses the solar eclipse in Leo at the tip of the apex, at the tip or the apex of the yod. So I know it sounds like all gobbledygook and gook, and I'm getting a bit technical here, but it's really important that this yod be acknowledged as part of this very intense solar eclipse. Now, the energy of this yod, what it means is, anytime I'm doing a reading and I see that someone has a yod, I know that they're here. They have a very strong purpose to serve, karma to wrap up, and things to work through anytime there's a yod aspect. And so the yod involves Neptune and Pluto. And so the energy of Neptune in Pisces is about spirituality and, you know, like a desire for oneness with everyone, you know, we are one. And with Pluto in Capricorn, it's all about the transformation of power structures and things that stand the test of time. So, you know, and both are focused, you know, like a laser beam on the eclipse. Now, this eclipse in Leo, this solar eclipse in Leo is all about... I said emperors and kings and rulers and dictators sometimes if this energy is used negatively. So it's a bit of a mixed bag because, you know, Neptune and Pluto are coming together forming a really nice opportunistic sextile, and both are forming what is called a quincunx to the solar eclipse. So this yod will give the eclipse another dimension. As the energies focus on celebrating ourselves or the self or the ego. So people at this time, you know, with this involvement of the yod might be interested in getting others to like them, but it's also a powerful universal feeling could maybe change all humankind at the very core to become sort of more... more universal or realizing that, you know, we are all connected. We can all shine as individuals, and yet we are also very connected. Now, it's really interesting because, you know, the lunar eclipse from 2 weeks ago was all about humanity and, you know, we are all together, we are all one. And now with this solar eclipse in Leo, it's all about the individual and the unique self. So, yeah, it's really interesting energy because this axis of Leo Aquarius is all about the self versus everyone else. And it's not really about versus, it's more about how we fit together. So, you know, this year is, you know, full of stops and stagnation and possibly frustration, you know, especially with this Mars retrograde. And it's going to be, you know, it's doing battle with Uranus, which is about to turn retrograde as well. So with solar eclipse, you know, a solar eclipse can only occur during a new moon. A new moon happens every month, and that's when the moon passes directly between the Earth and the Sun. So it's like the moon is in between the Earth and the Sun, and that's what gives the eclipse. And so eclipses typically happen twice a year in twos or threes. Now, this eclipse, the sun and moon, both in Leo, Leo, you know, it's, as I said, it's the royal sign. It's symbolized by the lion, king, queen of the jungle. You know, it represents leadership, pride, warmth, courage, strength, and, of course, drama. So be expecting, you know, with this conjunction to Mercury retrograde, the square to Jupiter in Scorpio, it's sort of like unearthing things, but in a really big, dramatic way. And, of course, with the Mercury retrograde, it's things from the past. So, you know, with Leo, it's also a fixed fire sign. You know, it loves to be the center of attention. It can get stubborn. So if you apply that to the energies going on with this Mercury retrograde, Jupiter in Scorpio, be very careful about digging heels in. This is going to be a really important time to find compromise. We can all shine. You know, we don't have to dig heels in to shine or be the leader. It's very much about looking for compromise. There really is compromise. We don't have to have it just all one way. And so it's very much about sharing the spotlight, not hogging the spotlight. And watch out for egotism, because with the square to Jupiter in Scorpio from this eclipse, it could be that, you know, some egos are getting out of hand. And so it doesn't have to be like that. You know, we can all share the spotlight. And so, you know, another key word to this solar eclipse in Leo is loyalty. So it's important that we respect and regard and have loyalty where we need to. And it's all about, you know, again, not just one way or one way of doing things. It's about, you know, there's many ways. Let's not get too fixed with all these fixed planets, you know, of the Mercury retrograde, Jupiter in Scorpio, that's fixed energy as well. It's like, you know, being open to new ways of doing things or new paths or, you know, just change and transformation just generally. And, you know, with this type of fixed energy, having so many planets in fixed signs, of course, we've got Mars retrograde in Aquarius, that's fixed energy as well. It's going to be really important to not be frustrated, be open, try and be as flexible as possible, and certainly let's not dig our heels in, and let's find compromise. Let's look for compromise. So that might be the turning point for many of us, is you know, looking and working with others and finding a compromise. So this solar eclipse, it is. Solar eclipse this week, it's in Leo. It's conjuncting Mercury retrograde. It's forming a square to Jupiter in Scorpio. It's forming a quincunx to Pluto and Neptune, which in turn is called a yod, or a finger of God. Now, the involvement of the Mercury retrograde, it's the sun and moon coming together with Mercury. So it's very good for mental activity, but the kicker here is that Mercury is retrograde. So it's like, you know, there's still potential to be able to express ourselves. It's just look to the past to help us with the present and the future when it comes to expression or expressing ourselves clearly, authentically, and having a clear state of mind, be a good listener, because it's not just about communicating, it's listening to what people are saying to us. It's a really great time, actually, with this eclipse. If you're thinking about journaling or blogging, blogs, letters, any sort of correspondence, this is a really good time to do it. And if you're into any sort of creative writing, fantastic time, because, you know, Leo is a sign of creativity. So this would be a good time to start a new path when it comes to creatively expressing yourself. And, of course, it doesn't always have to be verbal, because communication can take a lot of many different forms. So, you know, we're currently in this Mercury retrograde period. Mercury will turn direct on August 18th. So we've got another over a week to go with this retrograde period. And it doesn't always have to be doom and gloom. Mercury retrograde really does have a bad reputation for a good reason. But, you know, it's a time to redo something or re-edit or recycle or renew. Anything that starts with an RE is a really good use of a Mercury retrograde. So it also means that not just the Sun is conjunct the Mercury retrograde, but the Moon is conjunct the Mercury retrograde, because the Sun and Moon are together in the sky along with this Mercury. So this is also a time to discuss feelings, talk about your feelings because of the involvement of the Moon, connect with family members who you might have been out of touch with. And again, it's like being able to get your thoughts and feelings out in some form of communication. Now, the solar eclipse is also forming a square to Jupiter in Scorpio. So as we've seen, you know, Jupiter moved into Scorpio in October 2017, and it typically stays in a sign for a year. This time with Jupiter in Scorpio, we've seen things coming to light, or things being unearthed, or things, secrets being revealed when Jupiter is in Scorpio. So you think about the square that the solar eclipse is making to Jupiter in Scorpio at this time, and it's like things being uncovered or secrets being revealed, but in a really big way, and not in a way that that the revealer or the person who's who owns the secret, it might be very challenging because of the square. So it's like things might come about that we hadn't anticipated. Also, be really careful with overindulgence during this time. With the solar eclipse forming a square to Jupiter, Jupiter is a planet of excess, and so anything it touches, it sort of inflates. So, and just even with a solar eclipse alone, without the involvement of Jupiter, emotions are big anyway. But when now with the involvement of Jupiter, you know, things are so much bigger. So it's like be careful of your emotional responses. They might be much bigger than what you had thought. Also, be careful with overeating because, you know, Jupiter is the planet of excess. So be careful of extravagance with this energy as well. So, and then with the yod, which I talked about, it's sort of complicated, so I'll keep that one simple. But the yod is also known as the finger of God, and it involves Neptune and Pluto with this solar eclipse. And, you know, a yod signifies lessons to be learned or something must be given up. So in other words, you know, and a solar eclipse is all about new beginnings. So you put those things together. So, you know, will an old outmoded behavior or belief, it's time to, you know, maybe let that go, you know, and start to move forward. So it's like lessons that must be learned at this time. And, you know, yods also signify the need for compromise. And it depends on the planets. And of course, we've got two outer planets. You know, and the outer planets, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, are all about, you know, really big changes when they're involved with other planets, or especially in a natal chart or by transit. So with the involvement of Neptune, it's all about intuition or even psychic ability, compassion, helping others, creativity, which is another key word for the solar eclipse in Leo. So in other words, if you're involved in some creative realm, which is actually a form of communication, this is definitely the time to pursue those types of things. And then, of course, with the involvement of Pluto, you know, that it's important that we're not digging our heels in just for the sake of power tripping or being in control. It's really important that, you know, we all find compromise at this time. And so, you know, I just want to cover briefly how this solar eclipse will be affecting each sign. I'm just going to whiz through that really fast. If you're an Aries, the solar eclipse, and remember, solar eclipses are all about new beginnings, and just remember all the other planets involved with this solar eclipse. So if you're an Aries, this is really good for you for creativity. It's also, you know, maybe a change or a transformation in your relationship with your children or children. If you're a Taurus, this is all about home and family, so there might be new beginnings or new starts around your home and family. If you're a Gemini, it's about communication, how you communicate and finding better ways to do that. If you are a Cancer, then it's all about money and possessions, you know, what's important to you. And if you're a Leo, self and appearance, independence, and a Virgo, this might be a time when your intuition is heightened. Libra, it's all about manifestation, and a Scorpio, career. Sagittarius, travel, higher education. Capricorn, shared money or taxes, inheritance. Aquarius, this is a time with the solar eclipse about your relationships. Now, the previous lunar eclipse a couple of weeks ago was about relationships as well. This is a time for Aquarius and also Leo when it comes to your personal relationships. And Pisces, health and fitness, jobs, pets, et cetera, and daily routines. Next up, we've got love planet Venus moving into Libra. So that's actually really good. It's very good for social graces and being very charming and irresistible. And it's sort of like calms things down with all this heavy-duty eclipse energy going on around us. So many of us might find that our social lives are in full swing. You know, we're easily attracting friends and lovers. Many of us might be really popular, especially with the solar eclipse in Leo, with our social calendar booked solid. And if you're single and looking, this might be the time to get out there and socialize and potentially meet someone who could be a partner. And even if you're not, many of us will prefer to not be alone when Venus is in Libra. And it's a time for really seeing the good in other people. And it's a sweet time for relationships as well. It's a very romantic sort of energy with Venus in Libra. You know, we're having a break. That went by so quickly. So stay tuned and I will continue with the planets this week.
Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there and welcome back to the Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer Kelly Fox. And I'm talking about the planets this week. And this week we have a very intense solar eclipse. It's happening on Saturday in the sign of Leo. And it hooks into the Mercury retrograde. And also it's forming a square to Jupiter in Scorpio and a yod to Neptune and Pluto. So this is all about big changes are coming, and not necessarily easily. Some of us might be forced into change. Maybe the fixed signs, I would say, or if you have any planets in fixed signs, that's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, or Aquarius. And we also have Uranus, the planet of the unexpected, turning retrograde. And just before the break, I was talking about love planet Venus moving into Libra, where it will be until September 9th. So this is a time when many of us won't want to be alone, because Libra is the sign of the other. So it's like it's our relationships are going to be very important to us at this time. And, you know, many of us might go out of our way to avoid conflict or confrontation during this transit. So we might find ourselves smoothing over differences of opinion just to keep the peace, even if that means sacrificing our own needs or desires. That's how extreme this energy can be. Now, Venus does like being in Libra, so that's a good thing. It's always good when a planet moves into one of its favourite signs. And we know when Venus is in Libra, this is a good time for diplomacy, and you know, many of us might be excellent diplomats and negotiators, and you know, we'll be able to see both sides of the situation, and perhaps find the common thread that brings people together. You know, collaborative projects will flow easily. Many of us will be able to work harmoniously with others and cooperate towards a shared goal. Justice and fairness are keywords during the time when Venus is in Libra. So, you know, many of us will be doing our best to create results that are a win-win for everyone involved and not just one-sided, which, of course, with the solar eclipse in Leo could be a little bit challenging, but, you know, Venus will really smooth out the ruffled feathers. Now, also this week, we have unpredictable Uranus turning retrograde, and that's happening tomorrow, August 7th through January 6th. And it will turn retrograde in Taurus, 2 degrees, and it will continue its retrograde back into Aries. And so Uranus entered Taurus on May 15th, and it promptly formed a square to Mars in Aquarius. So Uranus and Mars have been battling it out in the sky since they both changed signs May 15th. And so it's a very volatile type of energy, and more so when Uranus turns retrograde this week, because it's sort of like with Jupiter in Scorpio forming, you know, being squared by the eclipse. It's like things come to light in a really big way, especially with Uranus turning retrograde in Taurus. So, you know, Uranus will slow down, and it doesn't slow down, and it doesn't shut up for anyone, even when it is placed in Taurus, which is very steadfast, predictable, sometimes stubborn because it's a fixed sign. So when Uranus is in Taurus, where it will be through April 2026, it will shake up our ideas of money, property and values. And, you know, what we thought was important to us, maybe, you know, in a few years' time might not be as important. Now, the last time Uranus was in Taurus was during the Great Depression. And so it's interesting that now, you know, everything's about a cycle in astrology. So now we're back to the same point of where we were 84 years ago. So, you know, with Uranus in Taurus now, people will become more interested in themselves. And, you know, this is supported by the solar eclipse in Leo. So a lot of people at this time, you know, will be focusing on their own needs, their own values. It's interesting to see how this will play out, and especially with this involvement to the square to Mars retrograde. So it's very volatile, and there might be a lot of conflict, a lot of self-destruction, which we hadn't thought of in others. So it's going to be important that we really communicate clearly and effectively with this Mercury retrograde as well. Things might be sort of potentially erratic because, you know, because we things might come about that we hadn't anticipated. And, you know, I will talk about this in what show would that be? Let me see. Yeah, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be talking about the grand trine that we're going to have. So the first half of August is like really intense. If you tune into last week's show, you'll know that I was talking about, you know, the planets during August. The first half of August is really intense, but the second half things really start to settle down with this grand earth trine that's coming. So even though Uranus will be part of this grand earth trine at the end of the month, and then Mars turns direct, but you know, this first half of August, you know, things are quite unpredictable. But the second half of August, you know, there's a nice trine with Saturn, Uranus and the Sun, so things, it's sort of more of a leveled playing field, I think would be one way to say that. So, you know, we've got this Uranus is turning retrograde this week, and it's going to be retrograde through early January. And so, again, there's a lot of retrograde planets at the moment. So many of us are redoing things from the past, or issues from the past are coming up and they need to be addressed. And, you know, especially that there's going to be this square to this Mars retrograde. So be very careful with impatience. And also anger. It's sort of like directing our energy and our anger into sort of positive physical outlets, like, you know, hitting the gym or the trail or whatever that may be. It's going to be very important that we release the energy in a really positive way. You know, many of us with this Uranus turning retrograde in Taurus, many of us might find that a situation will suddenly become intolerable, particularly with the energy of the solar eclipse in Leo, you know, involving Mercury retrograde, the Jupiter, the Yod. You know, we might be becoming impulsive or rebellious or overreacting to even the slightest provocation. You know, things, as I mentioned earlier in the show, you know, there's drama with this type of energy. So it's like things become much bigger than what they normally would around these really intense planetary energies this week. So, and, you know, and at this time, you know, many of us might not even care what anyone else thinks. So it's going to be really important to sort of take a step back, you know, three deep breaths and, you know, take it from there. There could be a lot of disruption when Uranus turns retrograde this week. You know, and with the exaggeration or the inflation from Jupiter, we have to know when enough is enough. So be very careful not to overeat, overreach, or be just too self-indulgent. So that's really the key here. But, you know, we've also got this week Venus trining Mars. I just had to double check that in my calendar because it's like everything else is so intense, and then suddenly we've got this really incredible love planet Venus forming a really nice trine to passion planet Mars. So, you know, there's little bits of diamonds in the rough, I think is one way to say it. So, you know, life will be flowing very smoothly with this energy of Venus trine Mars. So it helps us to get what we want, especially in a relationship or a social setting. You know, the sexual energy will be running strong this week. Many of us might need physical affection or emotional connection. You know, and this is a really good energy, Venus trine Mars, for finding compromise. Because, you know, we've got all these other heavy hitters in fixed signs, and of course, Mars is in a fixed sign, but it's like Venus is in Libra. So it's like we're confident, we're charming, we're creating perfect conditions for socializing, for finding compromise, you know, for mediation and, you know, just looking where everybody's in a win-win situation. But we do have on Thursday, Venus will then be forming a square to Saturn, which is not so great. We've got Venus in Libra forming a challenging square to Saturn in Capricorn. So, you know, there could be a little bit of sorrow, maybe clouding our perceptions. Some of us might be feeling a bit anxious or pessimistic, especially with all the other hard-hitting energy that's going on. And so it's like just see how you're looking at the world. Is the glass half empty, the glass half full? And so, you know, this aspect could actually be tough on relationships. You know, Venus, planet of love. Saturn is the planet of obligation and responsibility. Some of us might be feeling inadequate or isolated, even unlovable with Venus forming a square to Saturn. It's like, and be careful with the, you know, that the exaggeration from Jupiter to the eclipse. So it's really, some of us might be walking a fine line, but it's time to get realistic. It's time to sort of, you know, face a situation instead of sort of running away from it. With the Venus squaring Saturn, it's time to sort of, you know, really look at the reality of something. And then we've got the other aspects I'm looking at for this week. Really, I've talked about them, which in the involvement of, you know, say Mercury square Jupiter, which is be careful with exaggeration, but that's all part of the solar eclipse. Now, your weekly horoscope after all of that, so much going on this week, as I've been saying, you know, for weeks and months, it's like July and August are really big months of 2018 and we're right in the thick of it. So if you're an Aries, the good news for you is love is in the air and so is imagination and creativity. So there won't be any, there'll be no excuse to surprise your sweetheart with a wonderful gesture this week because of Venus moving into Libra and into your zone of love. So don't hold back from saying and showing how you really feel and let your inner romantic free. If you're a Taurus, relax and chill out this week. Venus, your ruling planet, gives you permission to enjoy your favorite foods and hobbies and to spend plenty of quality time with your family. But of course, remember, overindulgence is not a good thing. And then prioritizing things which mean the most to you. So put your own needs and wants first. If you're a Gemini, there could be a really flirtatious vibe this week as Venus moves into your dating zone. And so the solar eclipse highlights friendships and communication. So your social life certainly does look busy. So enjoy the company and be the happy, uplifting vibe amongst your friends and family. If you are a Cancer, family first, as always, and that's normally your motto, but this week is no exception. So it's a fantastic time for welcoming a new family member or maybe a new pet, and there's good financial news on the way too. So what's not to like about this week? If you are a Leo, there's so much to do and not enough time. You might have huge plans for this week, but you could get very easily distracted. So try not to waste your time on minor issues. And the solar eclipse in Leo sends you front and center. So focus on getting attention for your talents. If you're a Virgo, this might be a really nice week for you because there are very sensitive and sensual energies around your love life. So you want to spend as much time with your lover as possible. Grab some privacy by maybe sneaking off for a romantic break if you can amongst all the really intense energies going on this week. If you are a Libra, with Venus, your ruling planet, arriving in your sign and the solar eclipse highlighting your social life, it's definitely your week to shine. So you can expect to be the center of attention wherever you go. So that'll make you smile. If you're a Scorpio, your imagination is your biggest asset at the moment. So use it to find creative solutions to any work-related problems. It's important to think outside the box and look to your dreams too for psychic insight or surprising revelations about yourself. And if you're a Sagittarius, travel and romance are linked this week, and it's a perfect excuse for a getaway. Even if you have to stay put, you'll enjoy a lively and sociable atmosphere with your sweetheart. So share your dreams and pull your ideas for the future. And if you're a Capricorn, you are the perfect host this week and you'll enjoy entertaining friends and family at home. So take care not to exhaust yourself. Leave some private time just for you and your sweetheart. Otherwise, that saintly smile may well slip. If you're an Aquarian, if your relationship has struggled recently, then get help from the cosmos. It is on the way. And this week's solar eclipse promises a fresh new start and a bonus, helping of mystery and intrigue. Your sweetheart may surprise you with a wonderful suggestion. And if finally, if you are a sweet Pisces, Make yourself your own top priority this week. And I think I've been saying that a lot the past few weeks. You know, Pisces, you need some pampering and some downtime amongst all this heavy-duty planetary energy. So don't overcommit in what you take on for others, because yours is the sign of the helper. And look after yourself first and foremost before you can look after anyone else. And there is so much going on this week. We have a solar eclipse in Leo, and solar eclipses in the astrological world are always, they always make the headlines. But the thing that makes this solar eclipse even more intense than usual is that it's forming a lot of planetary configurations with other planets, namely a conjunction. This solar eclipse in Leo will be forming a conjunction to the dreaded Mercury retrograde. And we all know that Mercury retrogrades are times for miscommunication and misunderstanding. It's intensified with an already intense solar eclipse in Leo. So people might be digging their heels in and not willing to compromise. Anyway, that's it from me. This is the Astrology Show, and I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, wishing you all the best for the solar eclipse at the end of the week. And have a great week, and tune in next week.